Let's talk now to Neil Sullivan, who is a Chicago police officer, or Chicago police commander, I should say, long standing, 33 years at the Chicago Police Department before he retired last decade. And you, Neil, have had a lot of different interesting posts, including coordinating with Homeland Security and SWAT and all the rest of that. You're used to dealing with exigent circumstances, emergencies. You've been trained in all of that. You've gone to all those training programs. Are we as a city right now handling this well, by your estimation?
Good afternoon, Ro. As it stands right now, I believe the mayor and government have taken a very prudent and measured approach to this. These are sort of uncharted waters. We've been training for this. I've been involved in this for over 25 years, and we've been preparing for this through various exercises. I know the mayor alluded to an exercise that they did last summer on a pandemic, and we've actually been doing that the last number of years when I was over at the Office of Emergency Management. In 06, we did things on the bird flu. We've done exercises on swine flus. However, this is totally uncharted waters because of the magnitude and the fact that we didn't really have fair warning on this. So we're doing the best that we can right now. Usually there's a several phases to an incident, the type of this that's unfolding, and they call it, you have to plan, you have to prepare, that's the first part, and then you respond, then try to mitigate, and then recover. Those are the phases of it. Well, right now we're in response and trying to mitigate the situation. So not doing too bad a job considering the length and breadth of the situation.
Right, and she just spoke now about some of the things that she's going to do to ease the burden on Chicago residents. But there is this order of if you're sick, you got to stay home. It's an order. She says there will be consequences to it. That may provide a real challenge for police officers who would be responsible for whether it's ticketing the person or arresting the person. I would imagine that it wouldn't be an arrest, because police officers have to stay healthy during all of this, because as we mentioned before, there's about 3,000 police officers on the street at any given moment here in Chicago, as we know, there probably should be more police officers on the street than that at any given moment. And if you start to see people get sick here, that could be a real problem. What is in the works? What is your understanding of what the Chicago police officers need to stay safe?
Well, right now, you know, it's the old adage, you can't help others, properly help others, if you become a victim or you can't protect yourself. And as first responders are always out on the street. They have to answer the call. Minimally, what they need, in 1995, during that heat emergency, we introduced the PPE, the personal protective equipment. And there's two types of phases in that. Minimally, you need a mask. You should have a face mask and gloves. And if it's available, some sort of eye protection. In a maximum sense, especially when you're dealing with, and this was especially true in 1995 with the heat emergency, it's the full outfit, which you folks have seen on TV. It's the head covering, mm-hmm. the face shielding, the mask itself, gloves, the gown, and boots. So minimally, police officers need a mask and gloves to protect themselves, and they need to be provided with that. A lot of officers have that themselves. A lot of officers carry gloves themselves just in normal duty. But this is further exacerbated because of the fact that it is so contagious.
And is that provided by the Chicago Police Department or not?
Well, I can only speak from my own personal experience. We were doing that. We had done that in the past, and that was starting in 1995. And gloves were available, and then depending on the situation, and I do not know where it stands today. I have no firsthand knowledge.
Right.
And masks, if necessary, and the full PPE at some point in past history.
Right, and that's that full bodysuit, as you put it. I like to refer to that as a 12 monkeys suit, because that's the suit that you saw in that movie
exactly.
for the first time.
Exactly.
Neil Sullivan, who we're talking to, former Chicago Police Commander, who also worked at the OEMC here in Chicago, Office of Emergency Management Communications, and was a liaison for Homeland Security. This is really your bailiwick here. As we move forward, as this crisis deepens, because it will, it's going to get worse before it gets better in terms of number of people who are going to get sick, the burden that will be on hospitals, what can police do? Because I know a lot of people are concerned. I've received a number of calls about this as well, about people taking advantage of the chaos and bad guys maybe trying to get over on this. How well are the police prepared for that eventuality?
Well, the majority of officers have been, trained in, just general riot, civil disturbance training. But in those types of situations, those are very up close and personal type situations where you're putting hands on people to effect an arrest, to take them into custody. The wild card here is the fact that now you might be dealing with people that are highly contagious. So therefore, you're going to have that added element of protecting yourself, your person, so that you don't become a victim or ill down the line.
Yeah, I think that's the big issue, and police are going to have to make that decision. But you know, 33 years in the Chicago Police Department, and years after that dealing with first responders, these are people who've made a choice to do this, and there's a calling. A lot of them see it as a calling. Very few of them see it as a job. And so that's an important thing to note at this moment. And let's just hope that everybody stays, as many people as possible can stay well and safe in the city. Commander Neil Sullivan, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir, as always.
Thanks, Roe, for your concern. Thank you.
Let's now check in with Kim Gordon. And on the other side, we're going to talk about some other, not exactly a first responder necessarily, but people who are keeping us safe and fed throughout this process, and those are the people who are getting the products to the stores. Teamsters, truckers, how are they doing it, and what security and what special needs do they have, and are they being met? We're going to talk about that on the other side, but first, here's Kim Gordon.